let's go over to Dalia Mohammed Abdelmunim. She is an activist and joins us now by Skype, also from Khartoum. Can you give us an idea? We were speaking moments ago to our other guest who was talking about the explosions that she can see and hear and feel rocking her house. Tell us what you're seeing.
I don't know if you can hear it, but it's literally very heavy artillery. It's not just a normal gun. This is really heavy weaponry that's being used. I mean, our house is shaking. It's been shaking for a bit now. And I stepped out just to see, and all I could see was plumes of smoke. But honestly, we're not venturing out. We're not going out anywhere because we really don't know what's happening. But we are where I live is very close to one of the bases or the headquarters of the RSF. So, which is also near, like a 5-minute drive from the parliament, from the presidential palace and the main area of downtown Khartoum. So, I guess this is where the majority of the, I don't know if you can call it fighting, is taking place at this moment.
All right. And as you're talking to us, we're getting lines dropping here. Stay with me for a second, Dalia. But Sudan's general intelligence is calling the RSF a rebel group. When we hear statements like that, Dalia, it must be very worrying for the path that the country is on, for the unity of the country at this point.
It is. It's frightening. It's not just worrying. It's frightening because they've literally reached the point of no return. This latest escalation shows that all the talks, all the negotiations have fallen flat. They have failed miserably. Because until yesterday night, we were reading and being told that an agreement has been reached between both sides, between the RSF and the army. So then to wake up this morning and to hear of these clashes just points the finger that we don't know what's going to happen next. So far, I haven't heard of any casualties, civilian casualties, nor of army personnel casualties, but it is between them, and we, the people, are the ones caught in the middle. And Khartoum is a very densely populated city. It's not open spaces. So anything that can go wrong, it will be devastating. I mean, but then again, this is new to us in the center. But for those who've been living in Darfur or in the Nuba Mountains, this was a norm for them. But for us in the center, it's not. And it's definitely not a pleasant experience to go through.
Were people prepared for this kind of situation, Dalia? Were they stocked up? One imagines if this fighting becomes prolonged, issues like access to food, healthcare, and so on might become complicated if people were not expecting this.
It is very complicated because actually the talk was that something would happen probably over Eid because then, you know, it's the calm, you know, it's Eid, it's a holiday, everyone's out, so that would be the perfect time for them to do anything if either side wanted to step it up. So we were really caught by surprise by what happened this morning. And no, we're not prepared. I mean, I personally was planning on buying some supplies just because it's still Ramadan and we have Eid coming up. So, but now we're all stuck at home or stuck wherever we are and just waiting to see how it will play out. But, I mean, it's worrying that there's been no statements released from neither the Troika or the EU. I haven't seen anything. So we don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Are they reaching out? Are there negotiations? No one knows. Honestly, I don't think anyone knows what's happening. We keep getting different reports. RSF is in the arm, is in the airport. There's shooting in the runways. We don't know what's happening. It's just getting snippets of information from social media, from friends and contacts and colleagues. And the good thing is, so far, the internet hasn't been shut down. So in that sense, that's a blessing. But other than that, we're just going to play it by ear and just see how it folds out towards the end, for the next few hours.
We hope you and the civilians, everyone, stay safe there. Thank you so much, Dalia, for talking to us. Let's go over to Duat Tariq. She's a social activist and member of Girifna. That's, of course, a popular non-violent protest movement. So, Duat, bring us up to speed with where this is leaving. You're a member of one of the protest movement forces. Has this caught the civilian component off guard.
How are you? And thanks for having me. I don't think it caught anybody by guards because we've been preparing for this. Even the military appearances all over Khartoum City for the past, let's say, 2 weeks. And given the statements that coming out from the RSF and the military, this was no surprise. But of course, the videos are terrifying. The sounds of the shooting and bombing. Because I also live near close to the 10 minutes away from the South Khartoum, where the first altercation happened this morning, and we can still we can hear some of the shooting. And also right now, we're not worried about no political agreement because it was clear that it wasn't going anywhere. And we all, like, in the neighborhood committees and revolution, we all was expecting this and we were seeing it, just like the coup. So it didn't, I don't think it caught anybody by guard.
Yeah, but does it undermine the civilian component of the transitional process when you've got these two military units going at it now?
Actually, we still didn't hear from any civilian components. We were only receiving news and updates through social media or some people live near to the fights. And we've been following, of course, on news on the news on the TV. But so far, we didn't hear from no civilian parties or like forces.
All right, thank you so much, Tariq. There, let's.